You did well to navigate through the data.
And I do know that you're something of an expert with computers, young man, he told Matt.
Oh?
Yes. But in future, please ask before you tinker. I am happy for you to look through the data, of course, and to see how we operate, but with permission and within certain limits. The screen in your room is connected to the system and will give you access to the files and folders you need. But some of the other information on the systems is rather sensitive. Confidential business data and so on.
I understand, Matt said, relieved that they seemed to be getting off so lightly. And what about that model we were looking at? Robin said. Matt nudged her to shut up, but she ignored him. Was it supposed to be this pyramid? What was the structure underneath, like cellars or something? And why the models of people, people made from the elements, from the earth? Harper's expression seemed to have frozen on his face.
So many questions, he said quietly. What an inquiring mind you have.
Do I get any answers? Robin demanded. Matt felt he wanted to curl up and die.
Come on, he said quietly. We ought to be going. Like Mr. Harper says, we shouldn't really be here at all.
People made from the elements, Harper echoed, ignoring Matt. Yes, I suppose it might seem like that. Just an artifact of the computer program.
That's what I said, Matt told him. A problem with the texture mapping. But still Harper ignored him. He was staring intently at Robin, who met his gaze without seeming at all intimidated.
Golems, perhaps, Harper said. They were supposed to be made from the very earth itself, animated by the will of another. Do you believe the ancients really had the power to manipulate the elements, then?
Do you? She countered. They moved blocks of stone to make the pyramid with such precision. No one really knows how it was done. All across the ancient world, you find religions based on the theory that the elements are entities, gods, in their own right. Earth, air, fire and water.
Which hardly sits well with atomic theory, does it? Harper said.
He seemed amused now.
Atoms and molecules, that's all the air and the earth and the water are. Fire is simply a reaction, albeit one that gives off heat. There is no sentience involved. No thought or feeling or guiding intelligence.
You're made of atoms and molecules, and I assume your body has some guiding intelligence?
Be careful, young woman, he snapped.
But Robin smiled. You're giving off heat, too, she said. She stood up at last, turning to Matt. You're right. We should go.